Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on. But y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, that's right. And today, Dirty's Daily is powered by the Texas High School Coaches Association. Today, y'all, in case you didn't know, today is Texas High School Coaches Day. And I want to send a big shout out to all the coaches. All coaches, but definitely all the coaches in the great state of Texas. At all levels, all sports, indoor, outdoor, men, women, I greatly appreciate, admire, and respect the job that you do. You wake up every day, and yeah, you got to win some games. Yeah, you got to put a good product out there. That's the end game. But when it's all said and done, man, what you do on a daily basis by choice with the kids of all ages, but high school age kids, man, I admire and respect it. And on a day like today, we should do it more often, but on a day like today, I want to make sure and acknowledge that. So all the Texas high school coaches out there, greatly appreciate everything that you do and have done and will do moving forward. I want to point out a couple of coaches. I was born and raised in Baytown, Texas, on the east side of Houston over here. And the coaches that I had in my life, outside of my immediate family, shaped me as a man as much as anybody that I came across. Dick Olin, obviously, was my high school football coach. Gary Harrington was my high school baseball coach. James Hillen was my high school baseball coach and a close friend. And all the others that impacted my life in such a way. There's even a couple of guys out there that I mentioned in a social post, and the coach said, "Wait a minute, what the hell you mentioned that guy for?" Well, that guy taught me what I couldn't do. That guy taught me what not to do. That guy taught me how to appreciate good coaching. So I appreciate all of them out there. But on this day, Texas High School Coaches Day, we greatly appreciate everything that we do. Also, Tyler put a little something in there. Let me give a little shout out to Coach Fletcher.
Yeah.
For Tyler. Basketball coach at Baytown Sterling when he was there. Listens to the show every day. Coach, we appreciate what you do. And look, I know putting up with Tyler Milner, it's hard in the booth on the radio station. I know putting up with his ass on the basketball court in Baytown with that big old head he had running around there. A little bitty body with a big old head running around there. I know he was hell, but big shout out to you, Coach.
Just jacking up threes, bro.
Jacking. Tyler.
Milner! I bet he did.
You're a depth player. I need you corner. To set screens, man, not shoot threes.
That's not why I'm out here. Free throws and threes, baby.
That is beautiful. As we've announced already today, there's five starters that are have been declared out for the Texans on Sunday when they play the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I got a really good feeling about this one. I know y'all know. I know a lot of our listeners know. I got a really good feeling about this one, even though we're down a few studs, down a few superstars. We're down five starters, starting with C.J. Stroud, none bigger than that. Tytus Howard at right tackle. Ed Ingram, your right guard, one of the best guards in the league this year, at least according to some of the advanced stats. Kaimi Fairbairn and also Jalen Petrie. We're missing those five, and all five of those guys are vitally important to the success of the Texans. But I still feel good about this particular game. I would feel really good if we had all
you
our starters.
Really do.
Yeah, I do.
And they lost the first time with C.J. Stroud.
They lost the first time on two interceptions in the fourth quarter and a Nico Collins fumble. I don't believe that's going to happen again. And so I feel really good about this one, even given with how many guys we're going to miss. And one part of that is Davis Mills is the backup quarterback. Davis Mills is going to get the start. And Davis Mills, I would say, left some things to be desired against the Denver Broncos.
But not a lot, though. You said some things.
Right. No, I mean, No, there was not a lot whatsoever. If you watch the film, absolutely not. But there were some things that were left on the table. Let's put it to you that way. But the one thing that gives me hope, is other than what we've talked about, right, there's going to be a game plan that he's going to rep all week long. He's going to get reps with the starters. He's going to get reps with the shot plays. He's going to get reps with all the different checks. It's not just going to be a mental rep in a meeting room. He's going to get those reps, right? He's going to stay after practice and make sure all these, whatever the unique throws are in this game plan, he's going to get those, rep those with the wide receivers after the game. Beyond all of that, I want to go back to the Denver game, and one thing that gives me hope is all of the plays that a lot of people are criticizing Davis Mills for, and rightfully so. I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm just being straight up. The miss to Christian Kirk, right? Third and 14, Christian Kirk over the middle late in the game. Probably would have been a touchdown. Definitely would have been a field goal. Misses it high. Let the ball go a little bit early and misses high. The first and 10 miss on the bootleg throw back across the field to Nico Collins, where Nico Collins turned into a DB ultimately, right? They're driving down. They ended up getting a field goal on this one, but third and 9, he's got Dalton Schultz on a little basic cross over the middle, and he gets hot and he throws it too quick, and it jumps on Davis. I mean, jumps on Dalton before he can get his hands up. Any one of those plays changes the game. And with our defense, that's all it's going to take. You make throw the go route down the sideline to Nico Collins, and you make one of these throws that we're talking about right here, and the Texans go home a winner last week, period, point blank. And here's what gives me confidence. It's not that I think he's going to be C.J. Stroud accurate and all that. I don't think that. But the fact that he came off the bench and it was no holes barred. He was letting it rip and making these throws. He saw it. He read it out the right way. The ball was going to the right person. He just flat-ass missed, right? That was from coming off the bench, having not repped any of this stuff, getting in the game versus one of the best defenses in football, and you go in there, and we can sit here and say, man, he just missed a couple of big third-down throws that would have changed the game. The fact that we're not sitting here saying, God, what a dumpster fire that was. I mean, we have no chance. I'm telling you, it gives me confidence that Davis Mills went out there and saw it and let it rip. Even though he missed it, he saw it and let it rip. Go to practice this week. Get your work in. Get your throws in. Get your timing in. Slow your internal clock down. It's a lesser defense. And when those throws present themselves, I believe I don't think he's going to hit all of them, Ron. I don't think we're going to leave this game going, boy, well, Davis is taking huge strides, and all of a sudden he's
like, oh, there's a controversy.
Yeah, no, well, no. But I don't even think we're going to leave the game and go, boy, Davis Mills, man, look, this year versus 2 years ago, boy, he's – I don't think he's going to be that. But you hit 50% of the throws that are out there, and I'm not talking about your screens, your hitches, your slants, your little stuff with guys running wide. I'm talking critical moment. There's going to be four or five opportunities, just like there was last week in this game, where the right play's called. The right receiver's open. You see it. You read it. You throw it. Hit two or three of those. With this defense, you beat Jacksonville. With this defense, You beat Jacksonville, and with this Jacksonville defense, I think you score 20-plus points, and you make it really hard for Jacksonville to keep up, considering our guys.
They got a better chance of scoring from the one against this team. They got a better chance in the red zone.
Yeah, well, that
from
too.
Scoring against,
too.
I would say, against this team.
That too. But the simple fact, Ron, that he came off the bench versus that defense and saw it and let it rip, right? Yeah. That is a really good start. If you're going to have a backup quarterback have to start the next week, that's you'd rather him hit them throws, obviously, and you never check up. You win the game and you keep it moving. But, boy, that's a good place to be in versus what some of these backups look like. They get in the game, Kenny Pickett. They get in the game, and they look like they are just –
it is just – They wanted to drag Geno out there in a wheelchair as opposed to going to Kenny Pickett.
They wouldn't get him in the game, right?
A walker out there.
That's Ron Ugly. Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos back in the studio. We're at Talyards in Sugar Land. Just put it in your navigation. T-A-L-Y-A-R-D. Talyard Brewing Company. Come on out. Whether you just want to enjoy an adult beverage, they got plenty. You want to get a bite to eat, the menu's really good. Or if you want to bring the kiddos, they've got a playground over here that looks like it could be fun for maybe even for us to run over there, right?
I don't know about that.
Come on, man. When was the last time you were on the monkey bars? When was the last time you went and climbed through the tube over there underneath the hill?
It's been a while, man. I stand and watch them climb through it. I pulled some kids out of it.
I got $20 if you jog out there in the break and go through those tubes out there in the front.
I got $20, too.
That you'll do it?
No, I got $20. I'm just saying.
Oh, if anybody wants to do
no,
it?
No, I'm just telling you, I got $20. I got it, too. I don't need
do you
need
have 20 in your pocket?
Not in cash.
I think you got six ones.
I don't think I have any cash. I don't think so.
Oh,
just got
man.
A card this time.
Speaking of the injuries with the Texans a little earlier, it has this quick announcement. This is a really cool story. At least I think it is. Damon Arnett.
Yeah.
Damon Arnett has been signed.
Roughnecks.
Yeah, he's been signed to the Texans 53-man roster. Damon Arnett was with the Roughnecks. But if you remember, he was a first-round pick for the Raiders back 4 or 5 years ago. Got in a bunch of trouble off the field. They cut him. Nobody would touch him. Kind of resurrected his career, changed his life. Was with the Roughnecks. He's one of the better players, better corners in that league. The Texans gave him a chance preseason. He got a little run on the field. Seems to be in a really, really good spot. Obviously, a uber-talented guy if he can just get into NFL type of shape and have the right mentality. But I thought he would make the team this year, Ron. I thought he would be a project more for a future play, get him in shape, get him, you know, see what he can do. And if he's good enough next year, keep him. But this dude has been good enough this year to keep him. And with just an injury, because the safety stuff doesn't affect him. Really, with just an injury to a nickel defender, he's been put on a 53-man roster. Now, we'll see if he's active, but we've talked about it multiple times, is no Jalen Petrie is the move to take Kamari Lassiter and move him inside and then have somebody that can play outside. Or do you leave Kamari Lassiter outside and let what's my man's name? Miles Bryant. Miles Bryant be the nickel defender. Key is they've got options. Great story. If Damon Arnett gets a shot, man, I'm rooting for him. I'm a fan. I'm rooting for him.
At least he gets some special team action, shouldn't he? At least
I mean, if he's active, yeah. I mean, if he's active, yeah. But I don't know.
It's interesting. I wonder, is there a real legit chance that he gets run? That they're looking at him as an option? Is there like? Not barring an injury, like is there a plan where all right, there's a real opportunity here that we're going to look at putting him in, so we can slide Kamari in.
I don't know where it's at, Ron, but how do they not? Even if you got Miles Bryant at the nickel defender position and Kamari Lassiter outside, are those guys going to play 100% of the snaps?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So yeah, I mean I would think that maybe it's not highly likely, but I would think that there's a really good chance that he's going to see the field in some capacity just because there's depth issues right now with this squad. But we'll see. I hope the story works out, man. I'm always here for those get right stories and comeback stories, man. That's cool.
Yeah, good for him. All right, as we continue here live here at Talyards, and the sun has gone down, and now it is beautiful out here. Clint is going for it all with that
anniversary stout, man.
That stout, yeah. That's a lot of alcohol in that. You could just
tell
by the color, baby. Yes, sir. You can tell by the color.
I didn't know that. The darker, the more alcohol's in it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But it is tasty.
I know what Pac said, but I don't think he was talking about stouts.
No, I don't think he was talking about that. Yeah,
he was talking about sweet juice, wasn't he?
But no, come on out, man. It's a good time. Beautiful weather at this point now. Spot for the kids. It's after 4 o'clock. People getting off work, make your way on out here to Talliards here in Sugar Land. Enjoy some good food, some good drinks.
Why wouldn't you?
And some prizes to win as well. A little bit later on, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Texans, courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers. Coming up, as it is Football Friday, we will get you caught up and get you ready for this game against Jacksonville. I do want to make a stop here on – I'm wrong. I just feel like this ain't right. I just feel like this ain't right. And somebody I generally don't feel bad for, I feel bad for. We'll discuss that coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Fresh.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talliard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here in Sugarland. Talliard's Brewing Company, come on out here, make your way. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. TVs, playgrounds, turf, drinks all over the place. A great spot for you to come out. The weather is beautiful. The sun has gone down, and this is a beautiful, perfect night to come hang out, have a good drink, eat you some food. I'm loving seeing everybody around here hanging out, having some drinks, and getting ready for this game coming up on Sunday. As I said, we will continue to get you ready. And speaking of that, as Clint talked about, Damon Arnette being added to the roster. there is some movement. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the 5 o'clock hour, but the Texans will be down 5 starters in this game. And to me, a big piece of that, again, like I said, we'll go into depth a little bit more, is they're going to be down 2 of their offensive linemen, Clint, and Titus Howard and Ed Ingram, and not just 2 of their offensive linemen. Those have been their 2 best, right? Pro Football Focus has Ed Ingram as not only the highest-rated lineman for the Texans this year, but he's been one of the highest-rated guards in football. He's out, and now Titus Howard. And we'll give our predictions a little bit later. I'll be honest, Clint, that has made me – those 2 injuries and those guys being out has made me pause a little bit in terms of my confidence on how this game will go. Because it's just a group that has been kind of struggling up and down. And to take their 2 best guys out of that group, that is concerning. Because now Nick Caley and such have to game plan and work around that. And I think Brandon Scott said something really, really good earlier on In the Loop. He said, man, he's having trouble with some of the simple stuff. They're having trouble with some of the Texans and Caley just coming out with some of the simple things offensively with a lot of their parts. And to think, all right, let's get it together this week, and you're going to have some major parts like Stroud and your offensive line out is a tall task.
Yeah, look, anytime you got to go to battle with a lesser player and much less 2 of them on the same side of the ball, it's obviously not ideal. But this is where they're cross-training and they're rotating left guards every other drive should pay off, right? I mean, this is why everybody talks about rotating left guards because it's a competition and they can't decide who – no. I mean, they're really the end game of that is you're keeping somebody ready to go if indeed somebody goes down, which I hate the idea of, for the record. But now that we're here and you've lost a guard, you slide Juice Scruggs over there. He's been playing all year long. It's not like he's coming off the bench and nobody knows what he's capable of doing. It's not like he's coming off the bench and you don't know whether he can process the communication that's going on up front or not. And so it should be a seamless transition. And whether it be the right guard or if the center had gotten hurt, moving Juice Scruggs over there, I believe that's the reason that you keep playing 2 left guards ultimately. And so here we are. Hopefully it doesn't hurt as bad as if you had to bring somebody cold turkey off the bench and hadn't done anything all year long. Right. And then the other side of it, what gives me a little bit of hope is Denver's defense was significantly better across the board up front.
Especially up front.
And when Blake Fisher came in the game, again, I watched the game. I've watched the film twice. Blake Fisher never jumped off the film like, hey, let me zero in on Blake Fisher, make sure he's handling his business, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not saying he didn't make any mistakes. I didn't grade the film for Blake Fisher. But the fact that he didn't jump off the screen as a liability against Denver gives me hope that this week he's going to be all right.
Yeah. Well, again, as I said, 5 o'clock fire, we'll give you a little bit more on the injury report, but those are 2 big ones right there. All right, Clint, we talked about this earlier this week, and I'm really intrigued to hear from you and the people how you feel about this. Chandler Rome earlier this week talked about the potential of Justin Verlander being able to come back here, but in his explanation of how he potentially sees that going, he brought up something between Dana Brown, the general manager, and Jim Crane, the owner, and I think we kind of laughed it off a bit, but I think there's maybe a little bit more serious conversation there. Here's Chandler Rome talking about Justin Verlander, a potential return to the Astros, but listen in particular with what he says he believes the relationship and how things could go between Dana Brown and Jim Crane.
I would put the odds at greater than 50% that it happens. I've not been told that anything is like tangibly close, but I mean, you don't really have to have like backroom sources or anything to hear this. Like, I mean, Justin Verlander, when the Giants came to Houston this year, like Justin said, like on the rail, like, yeah, I'm always open to coming back here. I want to come back here. He said he called Jim Crane last year when the Giants offered him and said, can you match this? And Jim at the time said they weren't in a position to do that. Like, you don't need like some, you don't need to know people to know that. Like, he has said that all, it's very clear that Justin Verlander really likes it here. He and Jim Crane are very good friends. I can imagine that if this does get done, it will be a Justin Verlander and Jim Crane negotiation. I think Dana would be looped in at the last minute to just let him know that, hey, it's happening. And but I don't think, I mean, I think a lot of people would look at it as, oh, like, here we go again. But I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world. Justin Verlander was excellent in the second half last year.
We already had the conversation about if you'd like to see Verlander here. But when you listen to that, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, Clinton Tyler, are you okay with that being how it potentially is run? I think Chandler Rome is as keyed and locked in with the Astros and that organization as anybody, that there is a scenario in which Jim Crane is just like, hey, I got this. And here, man, I'll just let my general manager, I'll just let him know a little bit later on. Like, I'll give you a heads up just to loop you in to let you know, hey, this is what's going on. Are you all right with that? And how, I mean, is this just, obviously Jim Crane is the owner, he can do whatever the hell he wants to do, but generally you put people in place to run things. That to me is a weird dynamic. If that is the, hey, Dana, man, I got this.
Well, to me, it's weird if it's a way of doing business. If it's just a Verlander deal, and there's already an existing relationship that's been there for 10 years.
And
you're gonna get a team friendly deal, whatever that looks like with Justin Verlander, and there's gonna be a certain understanding, and there's a friendship and a chemistry that's there with the owner that's not there with Dana Brown, or a trust that's there with the owner that's not there with Dana Brown. In this one unique situation, it doesn't bother me one bit. Now, if Jim Crane's going to run the team and just tell Dana Brown, I'm going to loop you in. Anytime somebody calls me that I like, I'm going to loop you in on it at the end. I would imagine that'd be a strange way of doing business.
Is Altuve just Jim?
Yeah, I don't think Dana's calling the shots on Altuve.
I'm not saying calling the shots, but I'm like, we got to be. Hey man, what do we think about this? If he wants Justin Verlander,
they're round tabling all these decisions, but I just don't think out too that there's one guy that's two guys, including Jose and Jim Crane, that are in control of his future here or not with the Astros.
Like that just every time I hear that, I just think, damn, that's it. That is like a slap in the face. Like, hey man. Hey Tyler, man, I'm gonna loop you in on this thing right here, man. We already got one of your spots decided. Like, that is, again, I hope that maybe it is like you said, it's just a Verlander thing. If there is anybody else, like even if it's Altuve, I think it's a realistic conversation. If Dana Brown is like, hey man, like if we're talking about winning, like I don't know how much longer it would make sense for us to go with Altuve with his shortcomings. I'm not saying that's the conversation, but it seems like, don't even bring that up, Doug. I got it. Like, I mean, that is, I don't know, boy, that just seems.
Well, I mean, look, let's be honest. I mean, the Altuve experiment in left field, along with his coming out of his shoes at the plate on every first pitch he sees, did not fit what Joe Espada or Dana Brown was talking about at the plate last year.
No. Yeah. I think
Jim Crane and Jose Altuve are gonna make the decision of Jose Altuve.
Man, that just can't be just public right there. Like, I mean, the way that Chandler just said that, yeah, man, they'll loop his ass in here in a little bit, man. Just let you know that the deal's done. Okay.
That's the interesting part is just how matter-of-factly Chandler Rome said it. Like, I ain't no big deal. I'm just going to keep this move. He didn't even check up.
He just said it and kept moving. He said Justin Verlander just called Jim when he was with the Giants and said, hey, man.
When they were in town, let him know.
Let him know, man. That is
Justin
Verlander. That is an odd way to go about things. All right, coming up, as we get you back ready for this game against the Jags, what will it mean? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. They're not putting in the rookie. What will it mean if the Texans win this game? For you, what will it mean to you the rest of the way if the Texans win this game? We'll discuss that coming up next.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys ballpark. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are having a great time out here. 5 o'clock fire coming up here in just a bit. And you still got time to make it out here and enjoy yourself. I know we're starting to get to that point where people are off work or getting off work. Head down here to Sugarland, to Talyard, and we got a little crowd going. Good people out here. The weather is fantastic. Drinks and food are out here. Your chance to win prizes. You can take home a free glass if you're in the building. Commemorative glass of In the Loop and glass of us, The Drive. Take one home for free and don't go home empty-handed. And then, of course, as we've talked to you and told you, you got a chance to win some tickets, courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers, to a future Texans game. So stay tuned for that. And if you're on your way, you got to put your ticket in the raffle box to have a chance to win. I said on the other side, Clint, if the Texans are able to pull this game off, and obviously it's not a guarantee. I don't know if you saw that line. I know, Tyler, I'm sure you did. The Texans are a 1.5-point underdogs in this game at home. Jacksonville is favored by 1.5 in this game.
All the injuries playing. Yeah,
yeah. Well, C.J. Stroud. That's the big one that shifts a line there like that. So yes, it is what Vegas is thinking, almost a pick 'em type of a game, a very tight game that could go about. So it could go either way. And I said, if the Texans win, what will that mean? What will that mean to you about the future of this team? As I see this young lady is just shaking her head, she nothing. I can read those lips. She ain't just say nothing.
Got
she
to
said
mean something.
Nothing. Somebody text in just now, Clint. To be honest, won't mean much if the Texans get it together and win every game they have left. If they don't make the playoffs, I'll still be proud. But
well, hell, if they win every game they got left,
they're going to make the playoffs,
and they're going to be a damn contender.
Yeah. It's a good.
I tell you what,
there.
You clearly picked that before you read the detail.
I did. Yeah, just I saw. To be honest, it won't mean much.
Look, this is a must win game. I mean, look, this is a game for all of us Texans fans. You got to win this game to keep hope alive. If you win this week, you then have the Titans in next week, and you can get to 5-5. Sitting at 5-5, now you got hope. Now you got a chance to make a run. Now you got at least a chance to get to 10 wins, and if you can get to 10 wins, then you can potentially get in. I think this is a hope game. If you lose this game, all hope is out the window, and
yeah, we can't
unfortunately
sell it to you.
we got to move on to future things. But you win this one, you still got a puncher's chance, and we keep showing up.
Yeah, to me, I just don't – I know it is frustrating, and I'm going to tell people by the fan – it's just hard right now to punt on the season at 3-5, right? And to think like, man, it's over, right? It is. I'm not gonna lie to you. It is a tough road, but like you said, if they win these next two games, trust. I watched and heard and saw after they beat the 49ers, y'all were right back on it. Here we go. Let's go, baby. Here we go. I know many of you were right back on it. All right. And if they win these next two and they get to 500, as you said, now you got a chance and now you can really look at it. If they don't win these next two games, it's nothing. If they lose to Tennessee, and then we're gonna have some different conversations on this show. But if they get these next two, and then yes, it's the toughest part of your season. You got home Buffalo, at Indy, at Kansas City. It's a tough role.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: is the seventh seed in the AFC right now is the Jacksonville Jaguars sitting at 5-3.
That, yes,
right. And the eighth seed is the Kansas City Chiefs sitting at 5-4. So you're obviously two games behind that 7-8 seed where you need to have a chance to get in. All right, you win this week, you make up some ground on one of those teams. As I mentioned, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're on your roster. Buffalo Bills, Los Angeles Chargers, all those teams are on your roster coming down the stretch.
I'm sorry,
on your schedule coming down the stretch. So you win this week, right? You're thankful you got Tennessee next week. And if a couple of these teams ahead of you mess around and slip up, it wouldn't be crazy to think that you can catch that seven. And you got a lot of 6-win teams. You got several 5-win teams right there in that mix. You're not that far behind those guys. Now, the problem is you're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
The problem is you're going to run out of time. So it's less about how far you are behind somebody and more about how much season you got left. Right now, you got enough season left where you can say, okay, we still got – like everything doesn't have to go our way. We just have to have some good luck, and we got to play some good football, and we got a chance. You mess around and drop this game this week, you're running out of luck and you're running out of time, and that's a bad sign.
Yeah. Text line coming through. Okay, peaches. It's not peaches. It's Ron.
He hates peaches.
You know.
Is that where peaches came from? Because you hate peaches.
Hewley.
Hate peaches. No, I think Wade Smith. He did that. Never came back. He just won't come back now to defend himself. No, I see Wade every night damn near. But no, Wade threw that peaches out there, and some people have run the roll with it. But someone said, okay, peaches, it's Ron or show. Even if we do win this week, what happens when we lose against the Titans? You don't really believe that. You don't believe that. You're a troll or you're angry at your team. But you don't believe they're going to beat the Jags this week and then lose to the Titans. Like, you don't believe that. Right, and you don't, and you'll probably be the same one that'll come at me if I criticize the Texans and say, "What are you talking about? You're just a hater. Why don't you move back?" No, get out of here. You don't believe that. All right, these next two right here. It's it. All right, these next two. You got to win these two, as Clint said, to give yourself a chance. If you win these two and you give yourself a chance. Now we could really look at something, and then you got that three-game stretch against those teams that I think will make or break you, right? I think, but you got to win these two. If you lose either one of these two, And I just don't believe they're going to lose to the Titans. But if you lose either one of these two, then I think the conversation shifts to an entirely different deal. The conversation shifts to what is this team and what is this front office going to look like after the season ends. I think that's where things start to shift. All right, real quick before we get to 5 o'clock fire, not really real quick, but matchups for you that are key ones that you're watching. Let's start when the Texans have the ball. When the Texans have the ball, with Davis Mills in there for C.J. Stroud,
you got the best one on that. I mean, you got the biggest one on that.
Yeah,
it's hands down. It's Ariante Ursery versus Josh Hines Allen,
and I would say with Nick Cayley to boot. The plan that they have, because we said it the first game, this isn't just Ursery by himself having to hold up. This is Ursery and the team understanding that we are not going to let Josh Hines Allen, as you've articulated all week, who has not done this to nobody else.
He's got two or two and a half sacks in a year.
He had to have two of them against the Texans.
Yeah, Eric Armstead is the leading sacker for the Jags. They got 10 total sacks. They're 32nd in the league in sacks. If this group has the ability, whether we're talking about offensive coordinator, we're talking about personnel up front, players up front, or we're talking about scheme, if this defense has the ability to cause chaos consistently for four quarters against the Texans, then we're a lot worse off than we thought. And based on what I saw last week against the last week against Denver, I'm pretty confident. Even with some backups, I'm pretty confident.
Ooh,
that one snuck up on me, boy.
It did. Yeah, but they got it. They got to solve that. They cannot let him take over the game. He made way too many impact plays. Yeah. He was the best player on the field. By the way, that's the second time we've seen him do that to the Texans in the last several years. He did it to Laremy Tunsil,
yep,
where he won AFC Defensive Player of the Week, and then he did it again in this game,
yep,
where they just couldn't do nothing about it. But many times it's because they left Ursery by himself over there, and you can't allow that to happen. What about when Jacksonville has the ball? What's the key matchup over
there? I think it's their interior offensive line versus our interior defensive line. When the Texans' defense has been got this year, it was against Tampa, and they were running downhill with some different G schemes and really taking advantage of them getting upfield and being aggressive at the D-tackle position. And so I think it's our D-tackles versus their interior offensive line, because early in the year, as you pointed out earlier, they were a really good run football team. And now last week they leaned on the run game. I think they ran it seven straight times late in the game to beat the Las Vegas Raiders. And so they will have a tendency to lean into ETN when the game's on the line. And so I just think that the one spot, if our defense can be got, I think the one spot is inside that D-tackle position right there. Whether it's scheme or it's just going at them, that's the one spot. So I think that matchup right there, if we can make their run game a non-factor, which teams have this year, by the way, if we can make their run game a non-factor, hey man, I think it's going to be hard to lose this one. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be hard to lose this one if we can do that.
Because arguably their best receiver, and we'll get more into that coming up in just a bit, their best receiver just got to the team Tuesday. Right, Jacoby Myers just got there Tuesday, and you're putting the ball in Trevor's hands. And, hell, we saw that first game. He threw a pick and put the ball in harm's way in that game. Someone texted in, showed the Titans played the Chargers tough. Mind you, Mills is the quarterback. I know maybe you just looked at the score of being 27-20. I want you to know that in that game, their first touchdown was a Justin Herbert pick six for 24 yards. The second time that they scored was a 60-yard punt return for a touchdown. So their first 14 points, they did not score an offensive no touchdown.
You're talking about Tennessee, right?
Tennessee, yes. They scored 14 of the 20 points on a punt return and on a pick six. All right, guys, come on. Let's not get in here. Hey, they played the Chargers tough. No, yeah, stop. Come on, guys. They're one of the worst teams in football. Sorry. They beat the Jags. Come on, they're going to – you know, I don't even know why I'm even approaching this. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You got me. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
Can't wait.
There it is. Yeah, I can't either. That first season was something else. Yeah.
So this is where social media is great, man. Landman, they're showing the clips now. It was great with what was the one in Yellowstone?
Yellowstone.
Oh, the one-liners from old girl in Yellowstone on those clips on social was great. Now you got old Billy Bob's one-liners from Landman. Oh, they're great.
Yep. It features, speaking of Billy Bob Thornton, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton, who's made to play that role, featuring also Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott, Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. All right, let's get you updated as the Texans have – a long list of guys who are out, but also do the Jaguars in one important piece that is going to be out. And then we'll look at what the hell was that last night? What was that last night? We'll discuss all of that. 5 o'clock fire coming up next.